the argument that in most cases, it is important to address the emotional disturbance we are experiencing about our practical problems before we address the practical problem. Why? Recall a time in your life when you were in a very emotionally charged state, with anger, anxiety, or depression about something that had occurred or might occur. How successful were your attempts to come up with solutions to your practical problem when you were so emotionally upset? How to stubbornly refuse to make yourself miserable about anything, yes, anything, is a must for your library. Each easy-to-read chapter concludes with an exercise for readers to apply to their particular life circumstances, making this book very personal. Al utilizes his extensive experience with thousands of clients to make his points on paper come to life. He also shows how he applied REBT to his own life to overcome severe public speaking anxiety as well as social anxiety. For the first time, this new edition includes as appendixes the two pamphlets he refers to in the book, How to Maintain and Enhance Your Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy Gains, and Techniques for Disputing Irrational Beliefs, DIBS. Al's greatest wish and mission was to have as many people as possible learn and use REBT. Al was my mentor, and then I had the honor of working closely with him for years, so I am confident that he would be pleased to know that How to Stubbornly Refuse to Make Yourself Miserable About Anything, yes, anything, has been relaunched in a new print edition as well as an ebook. Given that he wrote the majority of his books with his typewriter, I am sure Al would be amazed and gratified to hear that readers have access to many of his works in an e-format as well as print. Christine A. Doyle, Ph.D., SCD. Introduction. Bringing Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy Up to Date in the 21st Century. I wrote the first edition of this book in 1987, when Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy, REBT, was a thriving 42-year-old psychotherapy. Almost everyone thought that my title was much too long, 14 words, and that that would interfere with the book's sales. Well, they were wrong. Stubbornly Refuse to Make Yourself Miserable has been the most popular of all my books, along with A Guide to Rational Living. Much has been developed in the past 18 years, however, and REBT has changed quite a bit since 1987. For one thing, since 1993, it is now called REBT instead of RET. Second, it is now, more than ever if possible, truly multimodal. It stresses not only many thinking, feeling, and behaving methods of therapy, but also, as I note in this revised edition, their integration and interrelation. So it is more cognitive, emotive, behavioral than ever. Moreover, it is more philosophical, or more emphasizing philosophy than previously. Unlike most other cognitive behavioral therapies, CBTs, it highlights three basic philosophies which I have strongly espoused in several of my recent books, especially Feeling Better, Getting Better, Staying Better, Overcoming Destructive Beliefs, Feelings, and Behaviors, Rational Emotive Behavioral Therapy, It Works for Me, It Can Work for You, and The Road to Tolerance, The Philosophy of Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy. These philosophies follow from being aware of your dysfunctional and irrational beliefs, cognitively, emotionally, behaviorally disputing them, and arriving at effective new philosophies or rational coping philosophies. The three basic rational coping philosophies that REBT stresses are these: Unconditional Self-Acceptance, USA, instead of Conditional Self-Esteem, CSE. You rate and evaluate your thoughts, feelings, and actions in relation to your main goals of remaining alive and reasonably happy to see whether they aid these goals. When they aid them, you rate that as good or effective. And when they sabotage your goals, you rate that as bad or ineffective. But you always, yes, always accept and respect yourself, your personhood, your being, whether or not you perform well and whether or not other people approve of you and your behaviors. Unconditional Other Acceptance, UOA. You rate what other people think, feel, and do